Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of the coolest things that has happened to me as a result of my association with chickens and backyard chickening is that it inspired me to start the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, which through the magic of community radio syndication via the internet, connects me to people from all over North America who have their own perspectives on the Bacaw agenda of returning the diversely transformative power of chicken raising to small plots of land across the continent, from cities to towns to small farms. Everywhere that's not a factory farm and where chickens can be raised sustainably and happily, for chickens and gardeners alike. It's a gorgeous irony of the 21st century that my interest in living locally is often a uniquely international conversation, that is to say, across the United States and in Canada as well. And among the stuff that inspires me to continue to pursue urban agriculture, even as I now live in one of the world's largest cities and neither own nor rent a plot of land of my own, is the emails I get from listeners at WGDR in Vermont, where Carl Ettenier features the Backyard Chicken Broadcast on his community radio show, Relocalizing Vermont. Montpelier is among a heaping handful of forward-looking cities where civic-minded people are coming together to create transition town initiatives, which in short are efforts to make cities more locally self-reliant so they can be guaranteed to thrive in the face of the very real threat of climate change, the collapse of our centralized corporate economy, and the fact that resources like food and petroleum-based energy are likely to dwindle or even vanish, and rapidly. Mr. Ettenier recently alerted me to the fact that this upcoming April 4th, Transition Town Montpelier will be hosting a very special meeting to discuss feeding our communities with the framing question, in the face of peak oil and climate change, what steps can we take in this next growing season and beyond to feed our neighbors and ourselves, put up and store food for winter, and enrich the soil? And of course, one of the big topics in the 5-hour get-together will be backyard chickening. I kind of assume that most of our WGDR listeners are planning to be there at the Unitarian Church on Main Street from 11 to 4 this Saturday. But just in case, this is my little plug, and also my excuse to discuss with my good friend, via exchange sound files, why it is that Montpelier gets it. Mr. Ettenier, maybe I know the answer to this, but I'd like to hear in your words, what is it about backyard chickens that is specifically appealing to people in the transition movement?
Well, Bucky, the transition movement is about community resilience. What can we do for ourselves to increase resilience in the face of peak oil, climate change, and economic collapse? The Transition Town agenda is about assuring ourselves and our communities a supply of eggs and meat as society changes a lot quickly. Even if we preferred factory-farmed eggs and meat for some reason, do we want to depend on them always being available? Isn't it a good idea to raise meat and eggs ourselves, to learn the skills needed, so if Tyson goes the way of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, it will affect us a lot less? Then why chickens? Well, chickens are the most common bird this country uses for egg production, so it's really a no-brainer that Transition Town folks would be more fascinated by chickens than, say, ducks or geese or emus. For meat production, chickens are also a culturally common meat source, and they come in small units. Each individual chicken, it's not very strong, and it's unlikely to cause much mischief if it gets out of its yard or coop. The equipment needed to keep them is minimal. If you want to raise hogs, they get bigger and stronger than chickens do, a lot. And you need more equipment, and you run greater risks of problems with your neighbors, especially, if they get out.
I see there is a statehouse garden in the works. How about a statehouse coop?
That's right. On March 20th, Michelle Obama broke ground on the first vegetable garden on the White House lawn in many years, maybe since World War II. On May 1st, a group of Transition Town Montpelier folks hopes to plant the first statehouse vegetable garden in the nation. There are some flower beds that will not be used for flowers this year because the state doesn't have the funds to maintain them. Our group is applying for permission to use the beds for a variety of vegetables. We haven't talked about a statehouse chicken coop. That's just not an idea that's come up. I think a statehouse chicken coop is considerably more challenging than a statehouse vegetable garden. For the garden, we have someone who lives downtown who will stroll by it each morning to make sure it's in good shape. That's about the most frequent attention it takes. In the worst-case scenario, some of the plants get trampled or torn up. With chicken, someone needs to shut them up every night and let them out every morning. And the worst thing that could happen with chickens is that They would get loose, incommoding visitors not used to dealing with live birds. Or the birds could die publicly, and the dead statehouse chickens might end up on the front page of the newspaper or on the TV news. People react strongly to dead animals, more strongly than to dead plants. Maybe in 10 years, when a statehouse vegetable garden seems like a no-brainer, we could talk about a chicken coop there and figure out a solution to some of the practical problems I raised. For now, I think chickens work best in people's private yards. On the other hand, Vermont doesn't have a governor's mansion, but many states do. In states that do, a governor's mansion is basically a publicly owned version of private yards. And there, maybe there could be proper supervision of the chickens. I've been told that New York State is one of 2 or 3 where food has been grown at the governor's mansion in recent years. Maybe a New York State governor's mansion chicken coop is in order. What do you think, Bucky?
I think you're on to something, Carl. And I think as I learn more about how my new friends and neighbors in New York City manage chickening in community gardens and public spaces, I'll have to be sure and do broadcasts on just that, because it's definitely knowledge worth sharing. Do you ever find that debates about the details of peak oil, when, how, and if, are ever a distraction from the transition conversation?
Transition towns are designed to provide community resilience so that our basic life support systems continue to function in the case of shocks like reduced energy availability, climate change, economic disruption. Regardless of when oil supplies reach their ultimate peak, and that's something that many people believe has already happened, we obviously need community resilience against the collapsing global economic system right now. On the other hand, the strategies generally discussed to prop up the economic system are based on the assumption that we can get back to a growth economy. I don't think so. Energy limits mean that getting back to a growth economy is unlikely. If the economy starts growing again, it will run up against limits in oil availability quickly. Oil prices are likely to respond by rising to mid-2008 levels or higher, which means many things become unaffordable. That, in turn, puts recessionary pressure on the economy, and we get back to where we are now. Discussing peak oil, then, is not a distraction from transition. It's a reminder to people that there's a certain redundancy in the forces that make transition from oil dependence to community resilience necessary, so that transition is more important than ever.
Thanks. That's a great answer. The future of energy is something I think about a lot, and it's an implicit part of the Bacall agenda. I've only brought it up a couple times on the broadcast because I figure I leave that to folks like you, who know a lot more about it. And it also allows me to talk about all the ways chickening is enriching and fun. Good luck to you and your listeners at the meeting. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.